Joining me on the line now is Karen Harding. Karen, how's it going?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Good, I'm good, actually. I know you're happy because More and More is out. You and Tom Zanetti, it's been going big for the last couple of weeks. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really excited. It's so nice to work on a song with someone who's like as enthusiastic about music as I am. Yeah, I love Tom and he's such a good laugh.
It even hit 1 million streams on Spotify.
I know, it's crazy. I mean, it feels like it's just been a slow burn. We've just been letting people hear it and see how they feel about it. And I can't believe the response, especially like when we brought it out. Everyone was going mental on social media and it was just really exciting.
You know what? Recording a song is one thing, but performing it live must be amazing. At the V-Fest, what was it like at V-Fest of you and Tom?
Oh, it was mental. Like, the crowd, it was totally jam-packed. It started raining in the middle of his set, so everyone was just trying to get into the tent because it was a dance arena. And it was like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was completely full, and I wasn't expecting that for a start. And then, and he called me out and the crowd just went absolutely mental. And it's so nice to watch a set anyway. I was really getting into it. And then to come out and perform, it was amazing. The crowd were insane.
So how did you and Tom come about working together? That's a big gig.
I've met him a few times before at gigs in Leeds and things like that. And, you know, we've spoken then, but very briefly. And then he got his people to get in touch with mine and they were like, do you want to get in the studio because Tom's got an idea that he started and he really thinks that you'd be great for it. So we got in the studio and I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know if he was going to go with something that he's done before or if it was going to be a completely different idea, and it is. Like, it's really fresh for him. And we got in the studio, vibed on a couple of ideas and recorded it. And as soon as we recorded it and listened back to it, we were like, yeah, this is so good. It makes you feel like really good. So I was so excited for it to come out.
And you know that this tune has been playing in all the clubs. Have you heard it in a club or bar yet?
No, I haven't, but I heard it on the radio the other day and I lost my mind a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. Something about when your song comes on and you don't know it's gonna come on and then it comes on, yeah. I think I can imagine even Adele gets excited by it. It's such a good feeling.
That's awesome. Now, we've been talking about Summer Bangers, which is one of yours, but what about summer TV shows? Like, I saw you tweet, is Love Island better than First Dates? What do you think?
I mean, I love First Dates. First Dates, I think, is my first love, because I've never really been into Love Island, but this year I was honest. And I feel like a lot of other people just got on it this year as well. It was so funny.
Would you go on Love Island?
Nah.
Why?
My mom would kill us. My mom's a very private person. And she's like, oh, you've got to be private. Stay private. So I would do it for my mom.
Oh, that's good. But you do take a lot of selfies, though. I'll tell you that. What's the key to the perfect selfie?
Perfect selfie. Wow.
Is it the angles? Don't lie.
Plus, you know, it's different every day. Like, one day you feel like you need to take it with loads of good lighting. The next day you feel like you need to have a good eyeliner. Oh, it's really tough, you know, taking a selfie.
Now, Karen, I want to take you back a bit. I've got three clips from three different songs. The artists who sang these songs were actually teenagers and very young when they did this. I want you to guess who these artists are when they were teenagers. This is the first one.
Okay. As long as you love me, we could be starving. We could be homeless. We could be broke. As long as you love me.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, come on. You know your music.
One of a kind.
He was one of a kind, wasn't he? What do you think about Justin Bieber now compared to the way he was back then?
I love him even more, I'm not gonna lie. I just think he's got such an amazing voice, and I think people like are easy, it's too easy to criticize people these days. Like, he is amazing. His stage performances are incredible, even if, you know, not everyone can sing the whole song from the dance in the way that he does. I think he's really great.
He's just got banned from performing in China, actually, because of his bad boy antics.
That is funny, man. Well, it's rock and roll, isn't it?
It's rock and roll. Here's the next tune for you. Here's the next one. Who could it be?
Well, I know that is Miley Cyrus, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that song, man. That was like, I remember that being a proper jam at one point.
But Miley Cyrus has evolved just like Justin Bieber, hasn't she? You know, she used to be a bit more innocent. Now she's a bit bad.
Do you know what? I think she's class again. I think, like, her new stuff, which has come out this year, was really nice.
Yeah. I love Malibu as well. Now, this is the final tune. If you don't guess this, I'm actually going to be so upset with you, Karen. This is the final. Okay. You have to guess this.
Okay.
You could that be, Karen?
You did not. You did it.
I did.
Now, you went there.
That was you when you were on Eurovision. That was so long ago. You've come such a long way since then, haven't you?
Well, I hope so. I really sound young there. Now listen to it there. Crazy, I haven't heard that in ages.
No, that's okay. I thought you were amazing on Eurovision. What was that like?
Aw, it was really good. Yeah, it was my first TV, and to be honest, like being single, I think I was 16 or 17, and it's just a good experience to get under your belt at a young age, because now I'm a bit more confident with things like that.
And do you feel like it taught you how to be more confident?
Yeah, definitely. All those kind of shows, you know, the help with confidence are definite, because you're in front of the camera and you're aware of the way that you're acting and everything. And I think, I don't think it's a bad thing to have that experience.
So you've got a gig coming up, actually, in Bristol in September. Tell me about it.
Oh, so this one is one that I saw that Tom has done quite recently, and he posted it up and the pictures looked amazing. So I'm really excited for that one. It looks like it's going to be a right party, because I don't think I'm on till like 1 a.m. So I think it's going to be a bit mental.
Awesome. Now, Karen, I want to give you the chance to introduce your song live on Vibe 107.6. Throw it away.
Hi, this is Karen Harden on Vibe 107.6, and this is my new song with Tom Zanetti called More and More.